One of the common questions that is raised during the holiday season is whether it is permitted to attend an office party celebrating the holidays. And I'd like to discuss today some of the halachic issues that may be involved in going to these office parties. If one is allowed to go to the office party, if the answer to that is yes, then what is one allowed to do there? And what ramifications might that have for us, even for those who are not going to office parties? So the first potential issue with holiday parties in halacha arises from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, which tells us as follows. Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Yisrael shebechutz la'aretz, ovdei avodas kochavim b'tar rahim. Rabbi Yishmael said that Klal Yisrael, who are living in chutz la'aretz, are worshipping Avodah Zarah without knowing. Keitzad, how are they doing so? Ovid kochavim sha'asa mishta libino, if a non-Jew makes a wedding for his son. Vizimin kola yehudim shebi'iro, he invites all the Jews in his city to partake of that wedding. Even though the Jews eat their own food and they drink their own drinks and they have their own waiter, the pasuk considers them as having eaten from food that was given to Avodah Zarah, because the pasuk warns us against eating together with non-Jews during their celebrations, lest we eat with them, and then we come to have relationships with them, and then eventually there will be intermarriage, and people will end up serving Avodah Zarah.
Aryeh Isaac, please come to Rabbi Kahn's office. Aryeh Isaac, to Rabbi Kahn's office.
So the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Tes Halacha Tesvav, codifies this halacha.
Kobe Finkelstein to the main office, please. Kobe Finkelstein to the main office.
The Rambam codifies this halacha from Avodah Zarah Daf Ches, and he explains the reasoning for this halacha. V'kol harchaka hazos mipnei avodah shel kochavim hu. The distancing of this halacha is to distance us from worshipping Avodah Zarah. Shneamar v'kar lachav yachaltam izivcho v'lo kachdam b'minosav livanecha. We're concerned that if we eat at a meal, at a celebration with non-Jews, that will eventually lead to intermarriage. So that is the halacha from Avodah Zarah Daf Ches, and it's recorded in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridayas in Kuf Nun Beis Sif Aleph that one is prohibited from eating and drinking at a non-Jewish wedding. Ovid kochavim ha'ose mishla l'chupas b'no obito aser li'Yisrael le'chol sham afilu ochal mishalo v'shamish shalo omid alavu mishamish. It's prohibited to eat or drink at a non-Jewish wedding. So, first of all, are there any exceptions to this rule? What if the non-Jew invites you and he's concerned, or you're concerned that if you don't show up at the wedding, that's going to cause some ill feelings between you two, and you never know what's going to happen after that. Is there any exception of what we call eva, of there being a concern for hatred between the non-Jew and the Jew? So this was a machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. The Shach said that there is an exception of eva. And the reason why is because, according to the Shach, the reason for this Isur to begin with, of not attending the wedding of the non-Jew, is that we're concerned that you're going to cause Avodah Zarah to be worshipped. But since that's a rabbinic concern, so therefore in cases of Eva, in cases of potential hatred, the rabbis waived that prohibition and they allowed us to attend the wedding nonetheless. The Taz takes issue with this Shach, and the Taz says no. The whole Easter to begin with was not about concern for the worship of Avodah Zarah, but rather for the whole Easter to begin with was because Hazal did not want us, or even the Torah did not want us, to have close relationships, social mingling with non-Jews during their celebrations because of the concerns of what that might lead to. So the whole purpose of the Easter was to create a distance, a separation between the Jew and the non-Jew. Says the Taz, the whole purpose was to have Eva, was for there to be certain ill feelings, meaning we shouldn't feel so close with one another, so therefore Eva is not going to be an exception to this rule. Now, does this have anything to do with office parties? So you could say, this is talking about is a wedding. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan argues. The Aruch HaShulchan says that this halacha is limited to weddings. It doesn't apply to all parties. Others extended it further, but even if we extend it beyond weddings, it's not clear that all parties, and especially office parties, would be included in this halacha. The Levush, for example, says that sudo shel darkei shalom are mutter. If you have a meal that's just meant to be to make sure that there's positive relationships between Jews and non-Jews, that would be permitted. Probably under that category would be like the meal at the White House, where the president invites lots of Jewish dignitaries and rabbis to come to the White House to celebrate together with him. Why should that be mutter? Isn't that a meal that's it's a celebratory meal with a non-Jew? That's sudo shaldar ke shalom. We're doing so in order to maintain positive relationships with non-Jews. And the Chochmas Adam in source number 7 also writes that it's dafka l'sudas simcha. It's only where it's a meal that's celebrating something that the non-Jew has going on in his life, like a wedding. But if that's not the case, then that would not be included in this isur. And therefore, it's difficult to maintain that an office party, joining at an office party during the holiday season, would be forbidden because of this halacha. This halacha, I don't think, would be sufficient basis to prohibit the office party. However, if the office party has more of a religious tone to it, if it's really a Christian party, so then according to the Shach, we should probably refrain from going to it because we don't know what type of avodah zarah that's going to cause. However, as many point out, nowadays in the 21st century, it's not really politically correct to have a Christian office party, meaning the office parties are dafka. One of my balabatim said that it's they call it the end of the year party. Because you're not allowed to distinguish and discriminate between religions in the workplace, so therefore they're not going to call it a Christmas party. What they're going to call it is they'll call it a holiday party or an end of the year party. And that being the case, it's not going to have a religious tone to it. So therefore, from the perspective of this halacha, we don't really have basis to prohibit going to the office parties. Are there any other potential issues with going to office parties? So the truth is that there's a Rambam, a very important Rambam, in Hilchos Ma'acholos Asuros. The Rambam reads as follows, listen carefully. He tells us that one is not allowed to drink at a non-Jewish mesiva. A mesiva is a party, a social gathering, a dining together with the non-Jews. Says the Rambam, one is not allowed to drink at that party, regardless of what he drinks. It doesn't matter, it could be completely kosher. It could be cooked wine, yayin mevushal, which has no kashrus issues. It says the Rambam, you're not allowed to drink together at that party. The Tur quotes this Rambam in Simon Kufnun Beis in Yoredeya. And the question that the Achronim confronted was, where did the Rambam get this from? What was the source for this Yisur? So some, like the Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam says, like, you know where the Rambam got it from? He got it from the Yisur about going to weddings. The only problem is, as the Aruch HaShulchan points out in Simen Kuf Yodalid, Aruch HaShulchan points out, these two halachos don't really seem to have one to do with another. The Isser to go to a wedding was whether to eat or drink. This Isser is dafka to drink. The Isser to go to a wedding was about a wedding. This Isser is about any mesiba, any party, any social gathering. So one Isser doesn't really seem to have to do with another. So where did the Rambam get this from? So in the Beis Yosef, So the Rav Yosef Cairo writes, "V'efsher shuhu brisa o tosefta." Maybe it's a brisa or a tosefta. I don't know where the Rambam got this from. The Aruch HaShulchan actually has a fascinating idea as to where the Rambam got this from. He says, we know from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that Chazal prohibited us from having what's called stam yena, from having wine that was handled by a non-Jew. One is not allowed to have such wine. Now, the reason why Chazal prohibited that is a machlokas in the Rishonim. Maybe it's because of a concern for Avodah Zarah. Maybe it's because of a concern for what we call chasnus, which is intimate or close relationships with non-Jews that may eventually lead to intermarriage. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the reason why Chazal prohibited wine was because in the days of Eretz Yisrael, the main drink that Chazal had was wine. They didn't really have beer or other drinks. They had wine. But later on, when they moved to Bavel, beer became much more prevalent. So later on, Chazal decided that not only are you not allowed to have wine, but you also cannot have beer in a mesiba shel goyim, together at a gathering, at a party, together with non-Jews. So that's the Rambam. Now the question is, do we accept this Rambam lehalacha? If we accept this Rambam lehalacha, then that would mean that at any social gathering with non-Jews, one would not be allowed to drink alcoholic drinks. Is that true? So some say that the Shulchan Aruch never codifies this Rambam, so perhaps we don't accept it lehalacha. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Yoredeya Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Yud Zayin.
Natan Rush to the main office, please. Natan Rush to the main office, please.
So Rav Moshe explains in Yoredeya Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Yud Zayin. He was asked the following question. He says, are you allowed to have a parlor meeting at a non-Jewish home, even for the purpose of raising money for a mitzvah? Are you allowed to have a parlor meeting where there's going to be drinking going on? So Rav Moshe said, no, you're not allowed to have this meeting because of this Rambam. Because the Rambam says that you cannot drink at a mesibah shel goyim, together with non-Jews. So based on this, there were some who wanted to prohibit going to office parties where there are going to be alcoholic drinks, where people are going to be drinking. Rav Menashe Klein in the Mishnah Halachos Chelek Zayin Siman Kuf Yud Ches says that one is prohibited from going to an office party, not because it's a simcha of a non-Jew like a wedding, no, but because, according to this Rambam, we're not allowed to drink together with non-Jews at their parties, regardless of why they're making the party. However, other poskim commented that there may be some exceptions to this rule, especially when it comes to office parties. So, for example, what if one is going to an office party as a professional, not because he wants to mingle socially with non-Jews and he wants to walk around with his drink and start relationships with everyone, but rather he's going because he needs to show his face. As part of working, as part of his company, he needs to be a part of the team. From a professional standpoint, he stands to lose if he doesn't go to that party. If he doesn't show his face, he's going to seem like somebody who's not interested in being part of the team, and who knows, maybe he won't get another promotion, his bosses may be upset at him, maybe he needs to go in order to collect his bonus. So some poskim write that if you're going to the party for the purpose of, for a professional and career-oriented purpose, then that would be permitted. Now, another way that we could circumvent the potential halachic issues with going to these parties is just by going and not drinking. Go to the party and drink some soda. One of the Balabatim at my shul pointed out as well that nowadays there's a major sensitivity to the dangers of alcoholism, and people don't look at one another in the workplace as, oh, you're so weird because you're not having a drink, because everybody is attuned to the fact that alcoholism is a real issue in the 21st century. So you could go to the party, show your face, talk to the people you need to talk to, and just don't drink. Don't have an alcoholic drink. Instead, have a soda. And that way you avoid all of the halachic issues. So ad kan, up until here, what we've seen is that there's one issue of going to a non-Jewish wedding and eating or drinking at that wedding. We said that that issue is a standalone issue that's probably not going to have much halachic significance when it comes to office parties. But the issue that does have more significance is the Rambam and the Tur and Rav Moshe in Yoredeya, who tell us that we're not allowed to drink together with non-Jews at their parties, regardless of why they're making the party. Any social environment where non-Jews are drinking together, we're not allowed to drink with them. And therefore, we said that in order to go to the office party, we have to rely on either going for a professional career purpose, or that one would refrain from drinking when going to that party. Now, aside from these two issues with going to the office parties, there is a third issue. And the Aruch HaShulchan alluded to it, and it really predates the Aruch HaShulchan. It goes all the way back to the Gemara. We're going to explore it together right now, which is, are you ever allowed to drink, to have an alcoholic drink, in a non-Jewish setting? So the Gemara in Abu Dazar, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, says like this, Itmar, Mipnei ma asru sheichar shel ovdei kochavim. Why was it that Chazal prohibited us from drinking beer of non-Jews? Rami Bar Chama Amar Rav Yitzchak Mishum Chastus. Rami Bar Chama said in the name of Rav Yitzchak that the reason why we're not allowed to have beer given to us by non-Jews was because of chasnus, was because of the concern for these intimate types of relationships. The way the Rambam in Perish Mishnayos explains this concern for chasnus, so the Rambam in Perish Mishnayos on Avodah Zarah, Beis Vav, he says that it's kedeshin, it's rachik mayem, velo nis'ari v'imohem. Chazal wanted us to have a healthy distance from non-Jewish relationships. They did not want us to mix and assimilate, and therefore they forbade us from doing certain things or from eating certain foods like pas akum and bishol akum. And now what we have is sheichar akum, that one is not allowed to have sheichar, beer, from non-Jews because of the concern for chasnus. The Gemara mentions a couple of exceptions. Rav Papa used to take the drink outside of the non-Jewish setting, outside of the non-Jewish store, and he would have it there. Rav Acha used to take it all the way home, and he would have it there. So clearly what emerges from the Gemara is that as long as one does not have the drink in a non-Jewish environment, then it would be permitted. But to have it in the non-Jewish store, where you got it from the non-Jews, that would be prohibited. And again, we're obviously talking about a kosher drink. This is not a kashrus issue. What we're dealing with here is an issue called chasnus. Too close relationships, overly close relationships with non-Jews, Chazal told us that we're not allowed to have the beer of non-Jews because of that purpose. Now, it's not clear exactly when this gezeira was made. Tosfos says that it doesn't appear in the Mishnah nor in the Braisa. Probably came up during the time of the Amoraim. And we mentioned the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan earlier that after they moved to Bavel and they started drinking beer more, so Chazal forbade this type of drink. Now, pay careful attention to the Shulchan Aruch in terms of the details of this halacha. Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeya Kuf Yodalet Sif Aleph. I'll read it for you. Kol Sheikhar Shalkutim, all beer from non-Jews, Echad Sheikhar Shal Temarim, O Shal Te'inim, O Shal Sa'orim, O Shal Tvua, O Shal Devash, regardless of what it's made from, whether that's dates, or figs, or barley, or wheat, or honey, Asur Mishum Chasnus. One is not allowed to have that drink because of the concern for overly close relationships with non-Jews. Ve'eino Asur Ela B'mako Mechiraso. However, it's forbidden to have that drink only where it's sold. If you bring it back to your own home, then you can have it there. Why? Because the main decree was that we should not come to have meals together with the non-Jews. And the Aruch HaShulchan points out that this is where the Rambam got his Isser from. Remember we spoke about the Rambam, how you're not allowed to dine together with non-Jews, and we said where did the Rambam get that from? The Aruch HaShulchan says, this is where he got it from. The fact that Chazal had to prohibit us to have beer at a non-Jewish establishment, only because they didn't want us to have meals together with the non-Jews, well then obviously we can't have meals together with the non-Jews, right? So that's where the Rambam got it from. But in this halacha, what we're saying is that Chazal went even further. They said in order to protect us from having the meals together with the non-Jews, they told us that you're not allowed to have beer at non-Jewish establishments. V'lo asru ela kishakoveya atzmo lishtos kederech sha'adam koveya b'shesiyah. They forbade this only when one drinks in a fixed manner. He sits down at a table to drink, then that would be prohibited. However, if he goes into a non-Jewish setting and he drinks in a more circumstantial and temporary way, then that would be mutter. Now, according to the Shulchan Aruch, all types of beer are included in this prohibition. The Rama says, V'yesh matirin b'sheichar shel devash utavua. The Rama says that perhaps the Isser is limited only to beer that was made from dates, because that was the common type of beer in the days of Chazal. However, beer made from honey or from grains, which is the more common beer nowadays made from grains, so according to the Rama, there would be no problem. So let's give a halacha lamaisa question for the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. Is a Jew allowed to go to a bar? Okay, putting aside all hashkafic and all etza tovas, obviously I'm not suggesting that one do this. Okay, but according to this halacha, is it even permitted to do so? According to the Shulchan Aruch, if it's a non-Jewish bar, one is not allowed to drink at that non-Jewish bar because you're not allowed to have beer or alcoholic drinks in a non-Jewish setting. According to the Rambam, technically, again, certainly not suggesting that one do this, but technically one would be allowed to go there and have beer that was made from grains, because that is not included in the gezeira. That's the machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. How do we pass it? Well, usually Ashkenazim follow the Rambam. However, later Achronim, including the Pri Chadash and the Chachmas Adam, they all said that the Rambam's limitation over here is very, very... they were skeptical of the Rambam's limitation, of his narrowing of the halacha. And instead, the Pri Chadash and the Chachmas Adam said that one should follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, according to this halacha, not everybody knows this, but according to this halacha, not only is it not advisable to go to a bar, but it's actually prohibited to go to a bar and drink at the bar, because one is not allowed to have alcoholic drinks in a non-Jewish setting. And that is the way that Mori V'Rabi Rav Willig Shlita Paskin said it applies to all alcoholic drinks. In fact, Rav Schechter Shlita took this one step further. And he said, not only does it apply to alcoholic drinks, it applies to social drinks. So Rav Schechter said that it should actually apply to coffee at a Starbucks. That a Jew would not be allowed to drink coffee inside of Starbucks, but rather would have to take it outside of the store. Now that's Rav Schechter's chumrah. Most people don't follow that chumrah, and I'm not passing that for you. But, however, Rav Willig and the more standard approach is not to have any alcoholic drinks at a bar. Now, if there are people who do this anyway, can we be melamed zechus on them? Do we have a limud zechus? So we do have the Ramah in our back pockets to be melamed zechus for that practice. But certainly, people who want to follow the halacha as it should be followed should not be going to bars. Now, this also is going to have impact for us in going to the holiday parties. Because even if we say that it's permitted to go to the holiday party, right, because of business purposes, let's say, because you need to have a good professional reputation, would you be allowed to drink at that at the party? So according to this, it's a non-Jewish setting. So unless you make the argument that walking around, having a drink at the party is not considered derech kvius, one would not be allowed to have an alcoholic drink at that party. And therefore, based on all the Eitz HaTovas, of course, we shouldn't be drinking at all. There shouldn't be any drinks, right? But lu yitzuyar, once in a while, whatever it is, okay? Is one allowed to have a drink in a non-Jewish setting according to this halacha of Sheikhar Akum and what we quoted from Prichadosh Chachmas Adam and Rav Willig Shlita? One should not have any alcoholic drinks in a non-Jewish setting, including both the bar and most likely the office parties. And one can go to the office party, but instead of having an alcoholic drink, should just have a soda or not have any drink. Instead, just show your face and be a good person, be a good employee, professional. Do what you needed to do, and then head out. So these halachos are very relevant for us, not only for those who are have the question of whether they can attend the holiday parties, but also to know about in terms of the halachos of Sheikhar Akum of refraining from having alcoholic drinks in non-Jewish settings. Okay, Yashar Koach, everybody.